I probably stalk your page on the creek. It was something I seen, it was more than you being a freak. But you know that that's
Hi, I'm Jack from Socrates, and I'm at the radio station with my sister Katie. You're listening to WGXC Aqua. Have a nice day!
The Spanish production duo LCC explored an arc of sonic tension between mining machinery and the wilderness for their De-Evolution album, and we'll hear a gem on the next Deep Threes. Plus music from Estefest, the Checco Fornarelli Trio, and Corey Wallace. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Blanche Mackey Photography of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, and yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a student at Columbia Greene Community College, and I'm also from Hudson.
I am Lena, and I'm from Hudson.
We're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate.
Bookish things.
That's what we're going to do today, I believe. I guess I don't know for sure what you all are going to talk about, but we usually talk about books. Or bookish things. Amelia, do you want to get us started today?
Sure, why not? I haven't read a lot lately, but I have been writing a lot. I have to write a play for my creative writing class, a little 10-minute play, and it's very stressful because when you're writing a play, you can't use double space. And the play has to be a certain length, which means that I can't do what I do when I write like an essay where it's not like really up to the length it should be, like the number of pages it should be. And then you're like, oh, wait, I can do double space. And then it's the length of pages it should be. No, you can't do that with a play because you have to, like, you know, when you're writing the dialogue, it has to be like character dialogue, then like enter, character dialogue, enter again. So it's basically like a big line of text. And so, obviously, if you use double space, it would be 50 pages long. But I'm also, this double space has always been there for me. And now it's gone. And I don't know what to do. So that's my ordeal this week.
What's the play about that you're writing?
I'm not sure yet. I'm kind of just experimenting and seeing where I want to go with it right now.
Have you written other plays for school before?
Not for a creative writing class. No, I haven't written any other plays. I've written stories. I've written like different lengths of stuff. I use prompts. I did poetry, but I've never actually had to write a play for a creative writing class. So it's fun, but it's also very stressful.
Do you have a favorite project that you've done for creative writing?
So far, I liked our short story project. That one was fun.
What was that about?
Oh, it was about a whole bunch of different stuff, but oh my gosh, hold on. I'm blanking for a second.
It's okay.
The one I wrote for college isn't one of my favorites. I kind of prefer the short stories I wrote when I was in high school creative writing, but it's still the most fun. I don't really like poetry because I don't really like to read my own poetry. I don't think it sounds good, but other people say it sounds good, but I just feel awkward reading my own. Like, I feel awkward reading my own writing, too, though, so I don't know.
Well, good luck with your play.
Thank you.
Maybe we'll act it out someday. Lena, do you ever do creative writing for school?
No, not so far. But
except when you
sometimes
have to write creative letters to goats.
Okay, so funny thing about that is that the next day we had to write something for the elderly home, and I messed up very, very, very bad. So I was like over, and it was for Christmas or like the holidays. And so for my card, it said Happy Holidays on the front. And on the inside, it said, don't worry, it's going to be over. It's going to be all over. Like, who writes this to an elderly home? Why would I write that? And I said, the coronavirus is going to be all over. Like, but I remember telling this to my sister and brother. And they're freaking out, like, Lena, you did not write that. But I did, and I regret writing that. I even put my name on that, not my address. Yeah, but like,
I'm sure they'll understand.
Okay, we understand your intentions. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah, but
But it's interesting. This is like a habit of yours in your letter writing. Like, you told the goats that they're in a better place now.
Yeah. I have a story to kind of share, and this story actually happened to me, and it was very, very nice for it to happen to me because I'm very excited. So this one time I was at night, and I was just looking at my phone, scrolling across videos, and so I have a YouTube channel. And so when I looked into the comments, I saw two comments, and one of them was like commenting about how I drew my character was very cute. And then the other one was like, hello, do you want to be in my map? And if you do, click this link. And my brother was like, you should see who this person is, because you don't want to click it and then like something bad happens. Like, they try to sell your kidneys to other people. I found out.
Don't let them take your kidneys, Lena.
Yeah. And so I found out who this person was.
If they do, at least get money for it.
Oh, yeah. So I found out who this person was, and I was very, very, very excited. And I accepted the offer to be in their map because it was someone who I was subscribed to and who I looked up to, because I liked their videos very much. Yeah. Also, they didn't take my kidneys.
Extra perk.
Yeah.
So what? I don't know what a map is. I mean, I know what a map is, but I don't know what a map is in the context of what you're talking about.
It's a multiple animator project. So it's a collaboration. It's basically a giant collaboration where people animate stuff. But it's to like, usually it's one song, and each animator in the project gets one part of the song to animate to, and they can follow a theme or like can be in a certain fandom, but they're all kinds of stuff like that. It's that's what it is.
Got it. That's awesome, Lena.
Yeah, but I remember freaking out earlier today because I sent them, it was either today or yesterday. And I sent them like an email for my part because I couldn't find their Discord server. And so I was freaking out because my part was 1 second short. And I was like, no, it's 1 second short. It's not like they can do anything about it, like totally take a clip from the other part. But like, I was freaking out because my clip was 1 second short, and I was very sad.
Is it possible to make the clip longer?
Yes, but I already sent the email, and it's too late.
Oh, well, so see what happens. That's really neat. You've been reading anything lately that you've been enjoying?
No, not really. I've been really busy with school, but today we learned that Burger King wants to help stop climate change.
Do they?
Yeah.
How are they going to do that?
It's like, let me go get the paper and read it to you guys. I'm going to go get it from my bag.
They'll save us all, one burger at a time.
Yeah, but it's like something about them changing what they're going to feed to the cows. It's like something along the lines of that.
Mm.
Or something like that. I'm not going to get the paper, actually. I changed my mind. But, yeah.
Well, hopefully they're sincere in wanting to help. I'm somewhat skeptical, but we'll see. I guess every little bit helps, as long as it's sincere.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know what they are. I'm kind of confused on what they're doing, but like, I guess they're making, I guess they're like feeding cows a certain type of food, and they like make burgers out of the cows that eat that food. I'm confused about it, but we just learned that Burger King wants to stop climate change, and I'm confused still.
What class is that in?
It's in my ELA, maybe math. We call it AdVid because that's in what, like, subject it's in. I'm pretty sure it's, like, a new subject or something like that.
What's it called?
AdVid. A-D-V-I-D. AdVid.
All these things that I don't know what they mean.
I can't remember if AdVid is just an acronym or what they call it.
Interesting. Well, I haven't been reading anything in school because I'm not in school, but I could talk about a book that I've been reading, and I could talk about a show that I recently rewatched that is based on a book. So one of the books I've been reading recently is called Finish the Fight, The Brave and Revolutionary Women Who Fought for the Right to Vote. And it's a beautiful book geared towards kids. Has really beautiful artwork in it. It has a mix of like archival images and like really pretty illustrations. It's really colorful. There's also illustrations of the women that are featured in it. And what it tries to do is to really paint a portrait of the many different women who helped fight for the right to vote. And it tries to highlight women that aren't frequently covered in your history lessons at school. So we all know like Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. And while they're noted in here, they're not given the primary focus. And they do a really good job of including like a diversity of women and talking about how the right to vote wasn't all granted at once. And also looking at how Native American women, like sort of the power that they had to vote before colonizers came in. And there's a whole nother fight for the right to vote. But here, I can read the back of the book. It says, who's to thank for a generation of girls who aren't afraid to speak up and be heard? There are the Haudenosaunee women, who inspired some of the early suffragists, Mary Church Terrell, who co-founded the National Association of Colored Women, Mabel Ping Hua Lee, who at 16 years old helped lead one of the biggest suffrage parades in U.S. history, and countless others who fought for the right to vote. Finish the Fight is a celebration of the 19th Amendment from the staff of the New York Times, featuring powerful stories, a treasure trove of archival photography, and gorgeous illustrations by an ensemble of incredible artists. It highlights many of the bold and brave women whose stories from the 19th and early 20th centuries have often gone untold, offering a cast of inspiring role models for today's girls. So it's just a very interesting book for anyone that's interested in sort of women's rights, and especially women's rights to vote. And it's just like really gorgeous. Like the illustrations are so pretty in it.
I'm always sad when we talk about pretty books on the radio because the
authors
can't see them. I guess they can look them up. I mean, we do say the titles of them. Unless you're like driving when you listen to a radio show, then please don't look them up until like you get home or something.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah, wait until you get
if you're you know, just in your living room, you can look up the books and see how pretty they are.
Or if you forget the title and you're listening to this, you can just call the library and say, "Hey, Emily, what was that book you talked about on the radio the other day?"
Yeah.
It was Finish the Fight by Veronica Chambers and the staff of the New York Times. And it's beautiful. But it's taking me a really long time to read, in part because it's sort of like short biographies of different women. So, you know, each biography is like a few pages long. Some are longer than others. And I find that reading them back to back really fast, I wasn't retaining the information as well and enjoying it as well. So I try to read like one or two per day, but I'm very much enjoying that and highly suggested. The other one that I wanted to talk about is I recently rewatched Anne of Green Gables, the mini series that was on PBS, or at least for me, it was on PBS in the early 80s or mid 80s. I can't remember, sometime in the 80s. I think it was in 86 for some reason. And I watched it when I was a kid and loved it and watched it over and over again. And then I hadn't seen it since then. So I watched it when I was probably like 7 or 8 years old and then watched it again this past weekend. And it was really wonderful. It held up over the years, you know, 30 some years. And for me, it was like super emotional watching it again, which was interesting. And I think it was just like bringing up memories of childhood. And there's like a major character in it that passes away. And I think as a child that it maybe was one of my first experiences of like seeing death or experiencing death, even though it wasn't a real person. But it was somebody that I had feelings for, you know, cared for as a character. But yeah, I was surprised by how emotional it was for me watching it. But I also realized I've never read the book, Anne of Green Gables by L.M. Montgomery. And so I'm hoping that's on my Christmas list in case my mom and dad are listening. hoping to get that book for Christmas and give it a read this year. I think most people probably know the story. That's about a young girl named Anne Shirley, who's an orphan. And she gets sort of accidentally adopted by a brother and sister, like an older brother and sister who live on Prince Edward Island. And they were hoping to get a young boy to come who would be able to help out on the farm. And instead they get a young girl who's a bit of a dreamer. And it follows her sort of finding, you know, her family and her friends in this new home and her schooling and her relationships, and
I can definitely relate to like having something become more impactful as you get older. I know this was never a book, but like I feel like at any given moment you can find a channel on TV that is showing the Titanic, and my mom used to watch it all the time, even though we have it on DVD, which I don't know why we watch it on television when we can, like, you know, watch it with no commercials whenever we want, but I guess there's just something special about it. And we were watching it, and when I was little, I always thought it was really, really, really dumb because I thought the relationship with Rose and Jack was really, really dumb because I didn't care. And then I watched it for the first time when I was older, and I sat down, and I was like, it was like during the scene where the ship is sinking. And that scene compared to the entire rest of the movie is devastating to watch sometimes. Like I was sobbing, and then Jack and Rose became the focus again, and I was no longer sobbing. I thought it was dumb again, but it's very difficult to watch some parts of that movie.
I also recently rewatched Jaws, which I think is based on a book. I'm pretty sure that's based on a book.
I was yeah. supposed to watch that over the summer. I was gonna watch that at the drive-in because they were showing Jaws and Jurassic Park, and then it started raining and I couldn't see it. I was very sad.
Oh, that one was interesting because I only remember watching it once, and it was when I was really little, and I was terrified of it and I was convinced that Jaws lived under my bed. So it was very scary getting out of bed. You had to kind of like jump so that you couldn't get your toes. And like if a stuffed animal fell down the side of the bed, I'd have to rescue it, but was like scared. So I had to grab it really fast so that Jaws couldn't get me. So it was very traumatizing.
My
and then it was
mom
funny rewatching it.
My mom has a very funny story about watching Jaws on television where my mom says that her grandmother, my great grandmother, would make them turn off the TV every time the shark showed up. And then if they turned on the TV,
what shark?
And if they turned on the TV and the shark was still on the television screen, they had to turn it off again real quick. So they like missed the main point of Jaws. It's very funny. I can only imagine.
It was basically a movie about people at the beach having a good time and like people out on a boat.
Yeah.
Like, going around.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I really should watch that again at some point if I ever get the chance, because I only got up to the part where like someone gets pulled off the dock and I don't even remember who it was. We like barely got it a half an hour in before it started raining.
Yeah, there was a lot I had forgotten about that movie just because of, you know, years of fear. So I noticed Mashuda and Fatia joined us while we were just talking.
I'm here.
Hi, Fatia.
And I have a book to show you guys. It's about a lot of princesses. Like, there's, like 14 pages. And there's, a lot of, of princesses. There's one that's a unicorn and one that's a cat princess and one that's a unicorn princess. And the other, I forgot about some of them.
That's all different sorts of princesses?
Yeah, 14 princesses.
And it's a mix of animals and humans, or are they all animals?
They're all humans.
Oh, so what about the cat and the unicorn princess?
They're like a different kind of type of human.
Are they like part cat, part human? Or do they just like cats a lot?
The unicorn humans, they live in a unicorn world, but unicorn humans that almost looks like the regular humans, like us. And it has a lot of princesses in it, the cat is at the cat world, who has a lot of cats and cat humans, and a humans like us, like the same thing about the unicorn.
Do you have a favorite princess from the
and
book?
There's a lot. My favorite princess is a unicorn princess. That's my most favorite princess. There's one regular princess, one human princess that is a real princess. And I like the unicorn princess because she has I forgot what it's called, a shell on her top. I forgot what it's called.
Like the unicorn
horn? A real unicorn horn. It's just super sticky.
Very nice. And was this a book that you designed?
I designed the book that Miss Kathy gave me. I decorated nicely.
Oh, very nice. Oh, hi, Mashuda.
Hi.
Do you have anything you wanted to talk about today?
Yeah, I have a poem again. And
oh, great.
Take time. Take time for now. This is the only moment you are sure of. Take time for friends. They will help you through the very worst days. Take time for family. You will miss them immersively when they are gone. Take time for work, but don't let work take all of your time. Take time to laugh. Laughter raises spirits and lifts the gloom. Take time for music. It will feed your soul and bring you joy. Take time to exercise. You have one body. You should look after it well. Take time for you, for if you keep dividing yourself, what will be left? Take time to understand. that we cannot save time. We can just try to use it wisely, take time to live. So like this poem just spoke to me because I feel like we human don't have enough time, and constantly time, it just runs out. And then you never know when you like one of your loved ones, like they're just gone. So it just reminds me of my grandma that I didn't take my time talking to her on the phone, and now she's gone. So,
yeah, that's hard. It is hard to find the time for everything and like to figure out how to split up your time. Do you have anything? I feel like that poem had a lot of like, take time to do this, take time for this, take time for this. Or were there any lines of that poem that stood out to you in terms of things that you want to take more time for?
Yeah, especially like it says take time for like your friends and your family because you never know when it's like the end. And also like I feel like nowadays it's like our like internet consumes all of our time. It's like internet are everywhere, and it's like that's a distraction.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm not physically, so that's a no. Like, don't focus on too much internet. Focus on like what's around you.
Yeah, I find that the internet can be a real like time sucker, like that you can kind of get lost in it and just like be scrolling or looking at stupid sites or articles that aren't important. So I've been trying to be better about catching when I'm getting sucked in and get out of there and do something else.
Yeah.
How about Lena or Amelia? Is there anything that you want to take more time for?
I have no idea.
Oh, no, either. But if I really did have time, I'd probably spend my time probably just relaxing because school has given me twice as much work because I have two teachers, and I have a feeling it's going to get harder because I'm probably going to switch. I'm probably like in junior high or high school, I'm pretty sure you switch classes and have like lots of teachers a day, which means that you're going to have more homework from like different teachers. So yeah.
What do you do to relax?
Just lay down and do nothing. Hmm. Even feed myself, because I remember I was doing an assignment earlier today and I was hungry, but I didn't want to do, I didn't want to eat before I finished my assignment. So yeah.
Yeah, that's all very important. All right. Well, we're just about out of time for today, speaking of time. But we hope everyone has a great week with lots of quality reading time. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. And until then, happy reading.
Bye.
Bye.